As we approach Purim, and tomorrow is the fast of Esther, we're approaching very special times. And Chagim don't just fall out in the Jewish calendar by coincidence for us to remember what happened. Rather, the day has a special impact because the Chag has a power and we can learn a lot from it. So what happened on Purim? Haman wanted to wipe out the whole Jewish nation. He didn't want us to join his nation and to leave our Judaism. He really wanted to kill us all. Why? It started because he was a power-hungry man and he was always going after power until he made a decree that everyone should bow down to me. But Mordechai HaYehudi refused. He didn't want to bow down. And Haman was living in such a fantasy world that he decided, I want to kill all the Jewish people because one Jew didn't bow down to me. But Hashem saved us. He made many miracles and that's why we didn't get killed. Everything worked out in our way. But interestingly, Hashem's name isn't even mentioned in the Megillah once. Why? To show us that Hashem works through hidden miracles. You could have said everything that happened was a coincidence, but no, if you really look and dig hard, you can see the miracles Hashem does and did to Klal Yisrael. And that's why we celebrate on Purim. It's a day of Simcha. And the Gemara says on Purim, that's the second time we accepted the Torah out of love. That's why we celebrate with the body, because we were persecuted with our body as well. A lot of people miss the boat. It's a day to help us to connect to Hashem. We shouldn't get lost with the drinks and the costumes. We can connect to Hashem and connect to each other out of love. Purim Sameach Lekulam.